It's 11:53 on a Saturday. I'm fucking exhausted. And it's raining, which, by the way, I love. But there's boulders, like, as if it wasn't enough. There are boulders rolling down hills. I cannot leave my street. Oh, yeah, welcome to No Fronts. I just realized how. No, I'm gonna say it. Fucking. What am I thinking? Who did I think I was for a second? Like, I wasn't gonna curse. But actually, maybe I won't. But what I was thinking is, wow, the opening of this. Oh, poor me. Malibu's falling apart. It's like, shut up. But really, it's just. It's just a thing. Tonight is just one of, you know, those nights where your body's like, no more, please, sir. I'm crumbling. And you just can't stop, or maybe that's just me. So this episode, something I want to get into. By the way, no guests. Yeah, I know. I know. I just, you know, I've gone back and forth, as I've said before, on guests, and I have someone who's going to be coming, actually, this kid I really like. That sounded creepy. No, he's just someone who's really driven. I think he's great and whatever, and he's probably going to be my next guest. But I, you know, I go back and forth with the whole thing. Like, I mean, I love the attention on me. I'm kidding, but not really. I mean, we all like attention, right? It's kind of the driving force of why we do so much, you know? But excuse being all over the place. What I'm going to get into, what I'd like to discuss is, I've hit a point where I made a little dough, things are good, and generally speaking, at this point in my life, when I've kind of like had a little bit of a comeback, and I'm like, well, gotta buy something, gotta fix, gotta find my fix, need that instant gratification. And let me be very honest when I say this. I have absolutely zero interest in buying anything right now. Like, I humored myself. You guys ever do that? And I like kind of played the tape and was like, why don't I go online? And then like I was like, oh God, that sounds so boring. The reason I thought that would be a good, and still do, I think that's sort of a good kind of topic, is because, I don't know about you guys listening, but no, like, when things are good, I'm always like, okay, let's celebrate, generally speaking, right? And I think for me prior, I had all these like false senses. I had a false sense of reality, but also what meant, like what good meant to me, right? Like, I'm good. What does that mean? And it was all superficial. So I would equate a little bit of, you know, making some money or whatever it is to also like feeling good about myself, when in actuality it's the opposite, right? Like, I shop or I want to buy something when I'm actually, maybe on the outside things are okay, but usually that's when on the inside I'm not very happy, I know. I just like punched you in the stomach with that, right? Sometimes, as they say, the truth hurts. Dum, dum, dum. But really, like, you know, and I feel it. I'm like, God, not only do I not want to, I was like, God, that just sounds so boring. Like, what the, I was like, and then my head went, oh, I want to go back to work. Like, I have stuff to do. Like, yes, because I genuinely do love everything in my life that I'm doing right now. And that's like, you know, the whole thing, right? Isn't it? Like, we want to be happy. And we're programmed for so long to have sort of a conception of, or perception rather, of what happy is. So we go and we think like, happy is like driving a new car, because I'm like doing all this, you know, working really hard and blah blah blah. But like, that's not what happy is. Happy is how we feel when our head hits the pillow. Happy is being alone, stuck on my street, can't leave. And yeah, totally a bummer. But like, internally, like I'm here and I love myself. And the douchebag award. Not really, but you know what I mean. I say it, and I say it because I mean it. But then I just like, sometimes I hear myself, and I was like, and I go in my head, I'm like, God, when I didn't love myself and kind of was sort of just like abusing myself mentally and emotionally, and I heard someone who would say that and they meant it, I would be like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, I wanna fucking break your face, dickhead, you know, like, and and so when I say it out loud, I get that, like, because there's no hierarchy with me, friends. Like, that ain't the show that I'm trying to run. That ain't the party that I'm trying to have. Like, there is no hierarchy. So when I say it, I'm like, I'm human. I relate. And it was like, and I'm like, oh God, that's kind of a bummer to hear. Like, especially when you're in like a bad place, you know, it's like the guy who's like, you're like, you just had like the worst day ever. And then someone looks at you and they're like, hey, what's the matter? And you're like, oh, nothing. Like, oh, well, I'm great. Can I just tell you, I am so happy. Like, I want to punch that person, you know? So I understand it. I think by now, I'm hoping that you all know me somewhat well enough, personally, or God, even worse, cyber. Like, how do we even say this? You haven't met me, but we've communicated on the interwebs. Oof. Yeah, I'm making my skin crawl tonight. Well, you know what I'm saying. Or professionally, because actually there's people that I'm working with who have... You know what? I'm going to actually test them. They say they listen to my podcast, but do they really? Sometimes Gatorade's so refreshing, and no. I am not. This isn't a sponsorship. I really like it. Oh, I just got a text message from someone who I really admire. Actually, who I've been wanting to get on the show. His name's John David. Sorry to break your anonymity, bro, but he's such a beautiful inspiration, and made such an amazing life for himself. And him and his gal just actually had a kid recently, and you know, it's hard to even explain him. We'll wait until I get him on the show, but he's obscenely successful, but also like unbelievably kind and generous, and like salt of the sea. He just texted me. anyway, so I, you know, so I'm going through this sort of thing where I'm really starting to acknowledge the difference in healthy happiness as opposed to superficial instant gratification. And it feels good. It really does. And, you know, I repeat myself a lot, I'm realizing, and I'm sorry. Like, I sound like a broken record sometimes. But that's because, fuck, like, so many of you ask the same questions. And I keep kind of giving the same answer. I think I've turned one answer into about 300 different, I've said it in about 395,000 different ways. And I'm going to continue to, because the actual message, the underlying message, is super important. And it's sort of like, I don't know, how I became happy, confident, self-aware, grown a business or two or maybe three actually coming up. Like, so, you know, and as you know where I was and how long it's been and all that jazz, you know, it's like I wasn't in this situation, and it's been about 10 months now. I wasn't. And so, you know, when I started this whole thing, like, I don't even know what to call it. It's kind of like under Social Authentic Media, but it's me, it's my personal brand, but it's not, and like, blah, blah, blah. But when I started it, like, I definitely did not, like, I wanted to be the person that I needed, I always say. And then I've started to become the person I needed. And I just, so when I get the opportunity to share and help and explain what it was like and how I am now and what's going on and the improvements in my life and, you know, all that, I literally jump to it, because it's like I didn't have that kind of like guy or gal who I didn't know, because sometimes it's better when you don't really know them, who's out in the world kind of motivating people, but you actually believe them because you saw them build it from negative zero, like negative 300, all the way up to where it's at now. So when I share about that constantly, it's like I say it also because it's important, because there might be new people listening, and I want you to know that, you know, if you're out there and it's tough or you're lost or you literally see one more like motivational person who's like, I built a company and I started, it was a 3 million or 4 million and I turned it into a 30 million. It's like, shut up, dick. You may be helping people, but I'm like eating fucking cup of noodle and top ramen, and that's like my meal for the night, you know, like I get that place. And so I just kind of, you know, that's sort of been my thesis, and it's not going anywhere. You know what I think it is? I think more than even me saying this, like, oh, I'm sick of, you know, you guys are probably sick of hearing the same blah, blah, blah. Like, I think I've said it so much that I'm actually made myself sick of hearing myself say it, right? But I got to keep doing that, because every time I have the opportunity to share my story, I'm going to, because there could be one person who listens tonight who's like, fuck, I really, really needed to hear someone who like only sounded like 5% of a douchebag instead of like 95%, right? Sorry, sometimes those, you know, those big Gatorade sips, and it's like the perfect temperature. It's like super cold, but not frozen, but almost, because you have to like put it in the freezer. What the fuck am I talking about? I'm sorry. I'm just the little things, right? So back to the whole happiness thing that I was talking about. What if I talked like that? You know, it's those little things. Like someone said to me, road rage, right? They're like, depending on how bad your road rage is kind of a good test of like how spiritual you are, right? Because like, are you patient, tolerant, accepting, compassionate? Or are you like unlocking your door, getting out of the car and pounding on a guy's door? Like, those are extreme, but like kind of a good test, you know? And I think like for happiness, true happiness, like if you're someone who wanted to sort of consume a lot of things, like outside things, like, you know, like nice things or luxury items or even absurd things. There was a period where I was like I bought at one time, because I was like, you know, doing well, bought like at one time, I think 6 vacuums in a matter of 2 months. And these were like Miele's, and those are like, honestly, like you could buy a small car, you could buy like a 83 Isuzu for the price of one of those. So you know, that's sort of what I'm saying. It's like, as someone once said about the checking your spirituality, like for me, it's like, I my brain was like, I should shop. And then like, I played it out and was like, what am I doing? This sounds terrible. I literally couldn't think of something more like boring to do. I'd rather record a podcast right now and actually like provide some value for the world or for the minute amount of people that sort of listen to my shit and like really have been saying to me, hey, like, when's the next episode? Cause I really need to hear it. Cause you like make me feel better. Like that's fulfilling. Right. So that's sort of like, I guess is kind of the end of the show right now. But the topic was, and is like, how happy am I and how can I gauge that? It might not, for you, it might not be, am I shopping or whatever, but for me it's like, am I trying to fill something and fixate on something else to fill some kind of hole because I don't feel whole inside? Is that what I'm doing? Is that why I'm doing it? Or I go to do it and I'm like, wait, what are you doing? Not like because I'm like, you shouldn't do this, but really just because my heart was like, this sounds terrible. Like, why even? God, so boring. So there's sort of an example. But anyways, it's great to have these kind of tests, these internal monologues that like are good ways to, like real life ways to check ourselves of what's up, what's going on, and, you know, sort of like how we feel and why. And so it's a breakthrough. I'm just kidding, but it you know, for me it's kind of cool. It's a good feeling. And and that's really it for this one, partially because I'm just exhausted. Really gonna try and just kind of have some time by myself tonight and slow it down. And you know, you guys are great. Also, if you have a chance, my Instagram Live has turned into this like beautiful little community, and I love it, and I love everyone in it, and there's a lot of consistency and some really cool like kind of like on the fly sort of things happen. If you guys are listening who've been in my Live, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to go on usually around 4:30 or 5 Pacific Standard Time. And that's on my business's social media. My business's Instagram account, which is at Social Authentic, spelled phonetically SocialAuthentic. And you can find me there on the regular. Also, before I forget, if you're out there and shit sucks or shit's okay, but you're lonely or you really just want someone to talk to, or you're really smart and you want to build a business, but you feel stuck or people's opinions matter too much or whatever, you get the point. Please hit me up. I'm available for that. That's like my jam. It's like what I love. We can walk through it together. because, you know, connection's what it's all about. So much love, and hopefully these fucking boulders just stop, because the world revolves around me, right? I'm just kidding. All right, guys. Normally, even if I don't have a guest, I do it. So sort of do this thing called Ready, Set, Go, which is, if you've listened, it's a therapeutic thing I did with probably the only person I would ever consider a mentor. And we used to do it like when we're going through shit or something, he would say, ready, set, go. And I would spiel. I couldn't think. You can't think about what you're doing. You just kind of got to like throw up from the mouth words or vice versa. And so whatever. So it's me talking to me. So I'm going to do it. And I'm going to say, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. I'm exhausted. I'm really grateful, but my shoulders hurt and I don't know why. I guess probably because I've been slouched over on the computer so many times more than not. I feel a little bit ungrounded, but not really, because I'm pretty balanced, but I'm tired, and that's usually a sign that I need to rest, but I don't, so I just keep going, and that's really just all there is to it. This is social authentic media's No Fronts. I'm Noah Sloan.